KB3 MXM. Okay, it's working, guys.
So, Marty, you want me to get all seven of these? Wait a minute. I turned that other one down. All these except for the N3HF-R link that said they didn't want to be connected from the conference server before. KB3JQQ.
KB3SQS, monitoring the frequency, over.
The 14673 repeater is presently connected to the ARRL Maryland D-Star net. It will be starting in about 5 or 10 minutes, Bob, so we're just waiting for the net to start. W3ICF.
Evening, Phil. I'm on EchoLink. KB3JQQ.
Okay, Scott, I'm just telling the people up at Emmitsburg that the repeater is up and connected for the ARRL Maryland DC section net. Looks like they got a pretty good start there for tonight. W3ICF going back to the monitor mode.
Interesting observation. It's foggy at the ballpark. They're playing the game in the fog. Light fog, but it's there. KB3JQQ.
How will they know if it's a home run, KB3MXF?
Well, if there's anything like the sea smoke out there on the west coast, it makes it a bit more difficult. All right, KB3JQ, that repeater's a little on the loud side.
It's pretty loud. KB3SQS, clear the frequency, over. KB3SQS, clear the frequency, over. KB3SQS, clear the frequency, over.
Go ahead and drop off, Bob. W3ICF, they're getting ready to start the net. W3ICF.
I'm sorry. I won't be able to join you tonight, over. KB3SQS, clear, over.
Welcome to the K3GMR EchoLink repeater in Bladensburg, Maryland.
Node in Ocean City, Maryland.
Looks like I'm having some EchoLink issues. Oh, wait a minute, mind me, I'm up. Hang on. Alright, it looks like it's going to be temperamental this evening, folks. I'll see if I can't fix that while we start here. W3ICF, Mr. Phil, this is KB3MXM. It looks like I'm going to be going through your system for right now until I can figure out where the fuse blew on the EchoLink. So are we all connected and ready to go, sir?
Yeah, the repeater's connected down there. I've been taking some noise on it. I figure it's that storm that's been stirring around up here. But the W3ICF-R repeater is connected to the conference server, and I'm connected to it also. And if it gets to be too noisy, but since you're going to be using the -R, I was going to say I could take it over there and put it on receive only. But if you're going to be using that, let's let it be and hope the noise will stay down. W3ICF, back to net control.
All right, well, that's where I am now. Let me check, make sure my audio is sounding okay. Yep, it does on the monitor. Thank you very much, Phil. Let's go ahead and get started, folks. Thank you all for joining us. And Fellowship of Ham Radio here on EchoLink for the Maryland DC section. I'm not logged currently into Wash_DC. For some reason, it's kicked me off again. But that's okay, we'll get through it as we always do, because that's what hams do. Alright, if everybody will stand by for just a second, and let me bring up my list, and we'll get started.
Connect direct. See if you can connect directly to me, KB3JQQ, not my L, just the regular one. KB3JQK.
KC3ROB listening.
All right, it's not going to let me play over there this evening. Well, thank you very much once again. And this is the Maryland, D.C. section EchoLink Net. This net is held on the third Friday of every month. We are on the 18th day of August. And starts at 8 p.m. here on the WASH underscore DC node 6154 and other systems that connect to this node for the purpose of this net. This evening we'll be covering some of the activities that have been going on within the section and with our hams, including a comprehensive ARES report. And since I cannot see any participants here, so let's see. Well, let me go to my list real quick. I think Jim is here. Oh, Jim is here. Okay, very good, Jim. Jim's activities in the section has been quite outstanding over the last month. Lots of interesting and exciting things going on in his shop and with ARES. And so I'll let him go ahead and give his report. We're also going to cover a little bit about the upcoming eclipse, a few words about that, and about some of our upcoming HamFest. So sit back. We'll be right back. All right, first I want to cover this particular announcement that came out earlier this week. And unfortunately, a sad and tragic loss of Chick W3WLX and his wife, Carol, due to a house fire. And we're very sad to hear that news. It was passed along to me to try to get it into the section news, but unfortunately it came in a bit too late. But I said that I would share it with you here tonight. And that's W3WLX out on a member of the Queen Anne's Amateur Radio Club. The information is posted. If you look up, I'm going to try to find it here very quickly, but it was posted for, let's see if I can find it. Yes, the Singleton Funeral Services, Crane Highway, Glen Burnie. So you can go to Singleton, S-I-N-G-L-E-T-O-N, and find information about Chick and Carol. The viewing was this evening from 5 to 7. So let's take a moment of silence, and we'll be right back. Thank you very much for your patience with that. All right, some other things I like to mention. As we always say, we try to get as many repeaters as we can linked in this evening, so we'll try to cover those also. We've got some people on the list that I know we want to get to. We've got some weather in the area, which many of you have already experienced or will be experiencing some more. And then we'll also go to some of our other representatives. I think WI3N might even be on the list, or at least I saw him there a few moments ago. So let's go ahead and get started. Stand by. Here we go. All right, we would like to thank WB3GXW, John Creel, for making the WASH underscore DC Echolink server available to us, and his WB3GXW-R repeater, as well as other repeaters in the area, such as the KA2JAI repeater in Annapolis, the W3HF-L in Ocean City, and -R in Silver Spring. Phil here, thank you, Phil. W3ICF in Frederick, the K3CAL in Sunderland, Maryland, and Brandywine with W3SMR. Those frequencies are available in the section news. As well as Frederick County, W3RO joins us occasionally, and St. Mary's County on W3SMD. And, that's right, JAI-R. Thank you, Scott. And also the K3GMR repeater sometimes joins us as well. So If you're anywhere near those repeaters and you know those frequencies, you might be hearing us right now. Stand by. All right, let me see WB3KAS. Jim, are you on and listening? If so, go ahead, sir. Why don't you give us just a wrap-up of your very well-written and digestible Aries report for the month of July and some other activities that are happening in Aries. Go ahead.
Okay, very good evening, everyone. I'm Milk Tonight. This is WB3KAS, your Jackson Emergency Coordinator out of Brandywine. Very good evening, everyone, and we're going to start off with It could be a whole lot better than what it is, but we still hope for the best. Currently working on the SET for 2017, and right now we're contemplating a rendezvous in Ocean City for a direct hit for hurricane. And we're going to try to mix a whole lot of things. We've got an APRS contingent, we have a fox hunt contingent, and I'm working and Wanda, the assistant section manager for the hospital programs, working on getting into a hospital in Berlin, Maryland. We haven't got any confirmation back on that yet. So that's everything in the nutshell. Good to be back in town after 2 months running around in the tundras of Alaska. Had a great time up there. Met a lot of ham radio operators along the way. Someday we'll have to sit down and tell you about it. So back to net control. Very good evening, everybody. WB3KAS.
Okay, Jim. Well, thank you. You and Wanda, thank you very much. Also, I would like to add that the hospital net has shifted time, I believe, when the last word came out. As of the 23rd of August, their new start time will be 7 p.m., that is the hospital net, on 3820, and 80 meters bands. And they're having some interference from another net that's just far enough away, so they'll be starting at 7 p.m. local time instead of 7:30. So there'll be nets coming up in August. Matter of fact, there's one coming up next week, August the 23rd, and then we do September the 20th and October the 18th break. Continuing with Aries, let me just remind you that there's many resources available to you. The FSD 96 forms, how to fill those out. There's also, now get your pen and paper ready, because I'm going to give you a call sign, and I want you to look up the YouTube. A very good YouTube about Aries and reporting. Okay, get your pen and pencil ready here, our pen and paper ready. Here we go. It's Kilo 1 Foxtrot Uniform Golf. K1 FUG. Ken Bailey, Sr., did a nice webinar last year in March. Aries Report Forms. It's now on YouTube. And it gives an excellent, in-depth look at Aries forms and Aries in general. It also gives some very good insight into how you complete these forms, and you have to send them in once you complete them. So definitely run off and take a look at that. Okay, take a break. All right, that should be enough time for everyone. And there's some more information in the section news for the different county, from the different ECs from the counties. If you are interested and you live in one of these counties and you're interested in becoming an emergency coordinator, the wealth of knowledge and experience and support runs throughout this section. And plenty to learn from and to help you become an emergency coordinator for the section. If you're interested, check the section news for more details, especially Eastern Shore. Break. Okay, I'm now going to turn the mic over to Jim, WI3N. Maybe he's got a few words for us from the Atlantic Division. Go ahead, Jim.
Marty and the group. Well, I've been out of town for the week and managed to drop my phone in some water in the bottom of a rowboat, and I am not available to be called at the moment. We're probably going to go to Verizon tomorrow to see what we can do about that. I would just want to mention that we do have the Laurel Amateur Radio Club giving it on its test day. They're doing the little help for people, anybody that needs help. So if you want to put that on your calendar or get it out to your clubs, anybody, their little mentoring program that they're doing after the test session in Laurel at 384 Main Street. Starts at about 11 o'clock and has different topics, and they're there to help you program your radios and anything you need. So I wanted to throw that out. Don't have anything from Tom at the moment. So thank you, and back to Ned. And Jim Montgomery, I will be at the Aries meeting in PG County on Monday. WI3N, back to Ned.
Okay, Jim, thank you very much for that information, and thank you for joining us this evening. Now I'd like to move over to our Skywarn representatives. I'll start first with Jerry, N3VBJ. If you could give the net an update on the weather situation, how it's affecting us here in Radio Land. Go ahead, sir.
Well, right now, most of the storms have cleared the Baltimore area. There may be an additional several tenths of an inch of rain. But around 5 o'clock, the area received a little over 2 to 2.5 inches of rain in a very short time, which prompted a number of flash floods. And looks like probably by 9 o'clock, most of the watches and warnings will have dropped. I believe we're under a flash flood watch until 11 p.m., and I believe the warning expired at 8, so was a heavy storm came through the Towson area here, had lots of rain and lots of lightning, but didn't note any wind, and spent the storm sitting in a parking lot enjoying the lightning. As far as Skywarn, there's nothing scheduled as long as hurricane season is on, so basic classes and so forth will resume probably start looking for them the end of September. With that, back to Net from N3BBJ.
All right, Jerry, thank you very much. And yeah, hurricane season. So we've got Harvey. You've got Harvey down there. Just went to tropical depression the last time I checked. A tropical storm. I'm sorry, tropical storm, Harvey. And a couple other disturbances across the Atlantic heading in our directions. Some of them have better chances than others to form in the tropical systems. This is a time to be mindful of those things. It is very important to be ahead of the curve on that. So Aries, National Traffic System, all of those organizations, as well as reaching out to your served agencies and volunteer groups to let them know that you're here. We've been doing great work with the Department of Health and Human Services, our Department of Human Services with the State of Maryland and MEMA for ESF6 mass sheltering. A lot of dialogue going on there, and I think very, very rewarding dialogue. All right, stand by, and then I'm going to go to next is going to be up. I'm going to let WA3TOY, Mr. Kurt, Skywarn, and Ray, N3RES, to go next, and then we'll move on. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland DC Section Echo Link here on the WB3GXW Wash _ Echo Link system and repeaters throughout the state of Maryland. All right, let's go to W3TOY. Mr. Kurt, do you have anything else to add or any new stuff to add here to the Skywarn conversation? Go ahead, sir.
Well, yes, I ditto what Jerry said, and we activated Skywarn here in Anne Arundel County from about 5:07 to about 7:30. I kept the net up a little longer than what the official warning was posted for based on the radar imagery. And we still had some heavy rain in the county past the 6:45 expiration time, so I kept the net up for a while. Anyway, with that, back to you, Marty, and you sound good tonight. WA3TOY.
All right, Kurt, thank you. And let's go to N3RES, Ray, for Baltimore. Anything else to add, sir?
Q.
Add to it, Jerry pretty much knocked it out. Thank you for letting me on the net there, Marty, and we'll send it back at you in 3RES.
All right, very good. Thank you, Ray, and thank you for joining us this evening. See, that's the, if you put your titles in your EchoLink name description, like Section Manager, SEC, Skywarn, it's very helpful for me and anyone else, especially in situational awareness, if we bring up EchoLink as a mode of communications to help with moving traffic, situational awareness. Knowing who you are and where you are is as important as knowing who you are. Okay? All right, a few things I'd like to cover before we move on. We've got some HamFests coming up here. First of all, the Virginia Section Convention and HamFest, September the 9th. That's in Virginia Beach. Again, Virginia Beach. Emphasis on beach, guys. Just be careful now, okay? Just keep your eye on the weather. But anyway, it's out there with the Tidewater Radio Convention is the sponsor. October 1st, CARAFest, Columbia Amateur Radio Association out of Howard County Fairgrounds. And then we move back to the top of the calendar here into December. I'm not going to cover those. I'm sure you can find them. And there's a couple of activities that you'll find in the section news for local HamFest and radio activities. Take a break. We'll be right back. All right. And we've got a few minutes here before the bottom hour. We're going to then go around the horn and get to our repeater and the members that are listening and using those. And we'll also get to the list that I have so far. I'm going to turn it over now to our national traffic system. And this is Al, W3YVQ, the Section Traffic Manager for Maryland, D.C. He'll give us a few words about the national traffic system, and I hope they'll cover things such as HF propagation. Okay. And also some things on the local nets and training nets. So go ahead, W3YVQ, Father Al.
Well, I'm lucky to be here. The internet's been down right after the storm first came through here, so I was not even able to get the DNS to resolve addresses. When AOL's server came back up, which supplies Verizon anymore, and here I am, I guess, as long as the bar keeps moving and nobody's sending me nasty grams in the text box, and I suppose I'm still getting out. If someone asks you to create a radiogram to send on the nets, would you know how to do it on a brown paper bag? If not, come to the BTN on voice on 145.33 daily at 6:30, or the Maryland SlowNet if you're on CW. At 7:30 every night on 3563, and the instructors and the staff will be glad to help you learn the ropes. There is plenty of information in the tutorial called Basic Traffic Handling Voice on the section webpage at www.arrl.mikedeltacharlie.net. Right? And if you ever come home and your internet's down, or you don't have any cell service, and need to get a message out to somebody, if you had a packet TNC or a WinMore on your computer with HF, you could connect to the WinLink 2000 system and connect to the internet through their central message server system. and send an email to an addressee on the public internet, just like you would do over your normal service, and of course to all the clients worldwide on the Winlink system. For information how to do that, you can take a look at the winlink.org webpage or contact Jim, the SEC, since we use Winlink primarily peer-to-peer to handle messaging in the full email format here in the MDC section. And HF propagation has been poor, and that's the kindest word I could use. We're not only on the back end of cycle 24, but our next meeting around 6 o'clock are essentially in late afternoon, so we're still often under an E layer, and you can't even see the F1 layer through it sometimes. And the E layer makes for short skip and not very good skip. But usually by 6 or 6:15, conditions start coming up, and they are much better at 7 o'clock for the MDD net. And right now we're experiencing a fairly strong solar wind again, and probably will today and tomorrow, maybe even the next day. And that keeps the ionosphere a little disturbed and changes the shape of the ionosphere. Hope everyone has a great weekend. QSO party this weekend. So have fun. W3YVQ 73 all.
Okay, Father Al, thank you very much. Now we're going to have a quick comment from our VECs. VE sessions are very important, and your participation is also appreciated. Let's, Jerry, if you're still there, why don't you give us an update from the VE side?
No, thank you, Marty. There's been quite a few emails floating around and messages from the ARRL. Apparently they've changed the 605 application form and added a block which basically asks the applicant or renewal applicant if they've ever been convicted or had a felony record. It's a basic yes or no answer. As far as the VEs are concerned, we just need to make sure that that box is checked, yes or no. If it's checked yes, then instructions came out, and we have instructions to give to that applicant that they will have a certain time frame to explain what that is, and someone at the ARRL will handle that and determine whether a license or upgrade is given. The Aero Group received our forms yesterday, and they were earmarked to begin using Monday, August 21st. I've seen some this September 7th, but the package that we have says begin using them as often as you need. And according to the ARRL, your VE teams, they look at the number, your average number of applicants that you have, and they will send the number of forms accordingly. So if you haven't got them in the next few days, check with the ARRL to make sure that you get them. So with that, back to Ned from N3DVJ.
Okay, Jerry, thank you very much for that update. And let's go to Chris now, who is the Baltimore Traffic Net Manager, AB3WG. Go ahead, Chris.
Okay, thank you, Marty, and good evening to everyone on the net. Firstly, I would like to thank everyone who joined us last month when I was running the conference, and I had a lot of help from folks, and I just want to thank everybody for sticking with me, and I had a lot of fun doing that, and thank you, Marty, for giving me the opportunity. So that's the first thing, and then I'll just put a plug in for the Baltimore Traffic Net. We continue to meet each evening at 6:30 p.m. on the 145.330 Shawsville repeater. And as Father Al mentioned, if you'd like to get involved in traffic handling, alternate net control, or net control opportunities, we do have opportunities available for that. And we'd love to have you join us. That should be about all I have from here. Marty, thanks again. And 7-3 to everyone on the net tonight. AB3WG.
Okay, thank you, Chris. Thank you very much. All right, let's go around the horn and see who we have on. We're going to cover the repeaters. And what I've done before, it seems to work out pretty good. Go ahead and check in through the repeater that you're listening to and talking to. And then once we get that check-in, we'll have that ham ask for the next station. So, for example, if I call for a W3HF-L and someone answers, when you're done giving your introduction and any information for the net, you'll go ahead and say, you know, for the next ham, anyone else on the repeater or on the link. All right, so let's start right there. W3HF-L, do we have any stations listening there that would like to comment? Go ahead. All right, let's move on to W3ICF-R. Philip, go ahead. Check in, sir, and then when you're done, call your next station.
Okay, Marty, W3ICF here. And I apologize for you not being able to see your list, but I haven't figured out how. I pull the list up, and then when you connect, it drops everything back to the conference list. It just disappears. So I apologize for that. I've never figured out how to do it. And so that's why your list goes away, because you are coming through me, and me is going on down to the on down to the conference server. So if anybody has the answer to that secret, send an email to W3ICF@comcast.net. I sure would like some instructions on that, because it even bothers me with my net. I busy out my home thing so that I can keep an eye on the net up on the hill. It works for them coming in there, but I go to a conference net and all the lists down there disappears. I hope the net or the repeaters hang up there and let you continue working through it, Marty. And now let me see if there's anybody else on the W3ICF Dash R repeater. Come ahead, please. I don't hear anybody else out there, so I'll turn it back to net control, W3ICF. Back to you, Marty.
Okay, very good. I think John Creel it says own form. Okay. All right, and while you guys are chit-chatting over in the other box, because I'm doing four things here, and so we'll move down to KA2JAI-R. Mr. Mike, go ahead and call your next station when you're done, sir.
KA2JAI, anyone else listening on the joint repeater, please call Matt. I'm pretty serious. Were you able to copy me, Mark?
Yes, sir. Got you, Mike and Ian, N3CVA. Mike, do you have anything to add to the net tonight?
Exam session hosted by the Maryland Mobileers will be at the National Electronics Museum in Lithicum. For more information, check the Mobileers website or email me. Back to you, Marty. Thanks. KA2JA.
All right. Very good, Mike. Let's go to N3CVA. Mr. Ian, do you have anything to add to the net tonight, sir?
Thanks, Marty, and good evening to the net. Just wanted to say thank you to CES. I think it's K3CS for picking up the Skywarn that a couple of times when we've had severe thunderstorms in the Baltimore area. Very good for him to step forward and pick that up. A very needed role. Thanks very much, N3CVA.
All right, thank you, Ian. Let's go to WB3GXW-R. John, if you're listening on your system, and after your comment, call your next station, please.
Okay, good evening, everybody. WB3GXW. Needless to say, it's going to be an interesting chain of events with this change with the FCC and their policy. It is definitely effective September 7th. And if anybody has any questions as to the possibility of repercussions by asking this question prior to September 7th, I invite them to contact me directly, and I can fill you in on my 30 years of experience with people who have broken the law, from the misdemeanors right up to felonies. So, quite frankly, if you ask this question before you're supposed to ask it, you're exposing yourself to repercussions. And I'm going to tell it like it is, folks. Nothing else. Anybody else on the WB3GXW repeater want to check in? Over.
This is November 3, Yankee, India. I'd like to check in at this time. Over.
I got you. All right. Well, listen, Marty, you know, plain and simple. We asked the question prematurely. That creates a big problem for the applicant, which it shouldn't create. And the next thing you know, he hires him a lawyer. So you just got to be careful. The public notice says September 7th, and that's what we should abide by. And VE team leaders really need to be up on this stuff. This is something new, and we do not want to have cause a problem. That's all I got, WV3GXW.
All right, John, thank you very much, and thank you for sharing those words. So if in question or in doubt, be careful indeed, always. N3 Yankee India, go ahead, sir. Anything to add to the net this evening? This is KB3MXM, the Maryland DC Section Echolink Net, W3YI. Go ahead.
Looking forward to a couple of good weekend days. So this is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford in Roanoke, Virginia.
Q. Oh, Milford, I got it wrong. Whiskey Yankee Golf. Thank you, sir. Thank you for checking in. All right, and the last one that I have on my list here, let's go to KB3JQQ-L. Scott, any comments, and anyone listening through your system, sir?
N3WKE showed us the proposed form draft, and we're ready to, use it. Our next session is the first Saturday, so I think we just get under the wire, I hope, before we have to start using that. Anyway, had about 8 upgrades or new licenses the last testing session on 6 August. Back to net control. This is November 3 Yankee India. Good evening.
Okay, November 3 Yankee India. Thank you very much. And let's go to KB3JQQ. Scott-L, anything for your station or anyone else?
Okay. I know I heard Russ in there. I recognized the voice. And Milford popped in there. I was looking at the screen. As far as the screen disappearing when someone connects, well, that's unfortunate in the PC version 2.0.908 that everybody's running. It happened over here when the N3H F-L disconnected from me. I disconnected and connected back up, so I got my screen back up with all the call signs, and it happens over here. On the PC version, it's just a bug in it. Once you've connected and someone else connects to you, you're stuck in that screen until you disconnect and come back in. So anyway, I'm not going to keep it. KB3JQQ.
Okay, Scott, thank you. This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty. You're listening to the Maryland DC Section Echolink Net, held on the third Friday of every month here on the WB3GXW, WASH_DC note. And now we're going to go down the list. As I see them so far, do we have N3MRK? Mr. Mark, a few words, please.
Thanks, Marty. N3MRK, up here in Cecil County. I want to thank you again, Marty, for stopping up the field day up at our CVRA tower site. That was much appreciated, and he spent some time with us, so that was good, very good. Yeah, we had tested session last week, 2 upgrades, and George, KB3LJB, you know him, got his extra. So, but yeah, some lightning came through tonight, and a few power boats, but we're okay. So back to net control, N3MRK.
All right, very good. Thanks, Mark. Let's go to KB3LIB, Cato. Cato, you got anything for us tonight, sir?
Robbie, thanks, Marty. Good evening, everyone. I'm the net. This is KB3LIB. The only thing I wanted to add was we have an International Lighthouse Lightship Weekend starting tomorrow at 001 ETC. Myself and another FWARC member are going to set up at the Fort Washington Lighthouse and begin transmitting at around 10 o'clock a.m. and just do one day of Lighthouse Lightship Weekend, but if you want more information, it's www.indialimalimawhiskey.net. That's indialimalimawhiskey.net. Back to net control, this is KB3LIB.
All right, thank you. Let's go to Dave, KB3HWM. Dave, a few comments for the net.
Excuse me, Marty and the rest of the net. This is Dave, KB3HWM, White Marsh. And nothing really to add to the net. Actually, around today, it was on the couple local repeaters earlier this evening, and it's nice to actually be on the radio for a little bit. And with that, Marty, I'll just turn it back to you. KB3HWM.
Okay, sir, thank you very much. Let's go down to Rob, KC3ROB. Mr. Rob, a few words for the net, sir. All right, let's go down to John, N3JPP. Sir, go right ahead, John. All right, not hearing John. Let's go to Tommy. Let's go to N3TJO, Tango Juliet Oscar. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Tommy here, checking in from Howard County, Laurel. Nothing to add, just monitoring. Back to you, N3TJO.
Okay, very good. We're going to do a quick repeaters reset here and let everything get caught up, and then we've got a few more on the list, and I'll see if there's anyone else waiting. KB3MXM. All right, let's go to Mark in November 3, Mike Romeo Kilo. Mr. Mark, a few words for the net, sir. Go ahead.
You already worked me, Marty, but I appreciate it. Back to net control in 3MRK.
Oh, no, it's a dupe. Thanks, Mark. K3DO, K3DO, I think I saw you on the list. Go ahead, sir. All right. Negative there. N3 Whiskey Kilo, did I see you on the list? Go ahead, sir. Also like to thank Alistair Zulu Sierra 1, Oscar Kilo. He joins us all the time here for our, and we're very honored to have him join us. He records the session and uses it for his net and Echolink from his QTH. So thanks for joining us and giving us some DX here on the net. Let me talk about the solar eclipse here real quick, and then we'll open it to anyone that has anything to add. But before I go there, everyone here has heard of the Parity Act. Very important. Very important for everyone. If you've got 100 acres, or you have 1 acre, or you have no acre, you have to do this. We have to be heard. Your voice, your recognition, and the opportunity to make change is in your hands and should be done immediately. You can find web locations in the section news and on the ARL website. You enter your zip code. It brings you up to a form where you fill in your pertinent information, name, address, wherever it is. You press the go button. It crafts a letter with all of your representatives' names on it. And it's that easy. And everyone should. It took me less than 5 minutes to do the whole thing, and that includes logging on. So let's all pull together and get this done and make it happen. Okay? All right. Enough on that. Let's go to solar eclipse. Stand by. Well, the weather is the weather, whether it's weather or not. It's going to be rainy in some places and sunny in others. I have heard lots of news about big crowds all along the path of totality. States have already declared state emergencies because of many things, many, many things. People, support, all those things are important, and they need to make sure that everyone is safe. So if you travel, mind the rules. There are already overhead signs above highways that you will not be allowed to drive during the solar eclipse in some areas to avoid accidents. Don't pull to the shoulder of the road. Just be mindful of this, okay? This is a very spectacular event for some, the first time ever. For others, maybe more than once. Also, stand by. I don't want anybody showing up the next day with a patch over their eye. Now, I know that it might seem silly to some, but you need to share this with everyone. Don't look at the sun directly. Ever. This area, it's still 80%. That's kind of like sunset. You know, when the sun goes behind the trees, it's still 80% covered. 20% is still visible. It doesn't mean that you can stare at the sun. Lots of good resources at NASA, lots of good resources at space.com. And share it with everyone who you're going to take with you, because that's what you're going to do, or get on the air. All right. Is there anyone that would like to check in that I have not called or have anything else to add to the net? Your call sign, please. All right. There we go. We did it. Thank you very much to everyone who joined us this evening. And for all those who participate in amateur radio every day for all emergencies, for all community services, you're important. And you have to brag about that. You have to brag to everyone. And get involved, as you already do, here with the EchoLink, with the section. Remember, if you don't tell us, we can't tell you, so share your news. So I want everybody to have a safe weekend. And enjoy the eclipse, enjoy the weather wherever you're at. Some of us in the section, I heard, are quite far away, so congratulations. Unfortunately, I will be stuck here for the weekend at 20%. 73's all. KB3MXM. This is the Maryland DC section EchoLink net. Now closed. Good night.
Seeing the text box that Paul, KB3KWT, was trying to check in. Jerry was trying to tell you that. KB3JQQ.
Oh, we didn't get Paul. I'm sorry, Paul. I'm over on Phil's link, and I don't get to see everybody. And when I had some of the folks participate, I would jump off of here and go over there and basically screen scrape another list. Paul, I apologize, but hope to catch you next time. Everyone, have a good night. 73's KB3MXM. Good night.
Yeah, I think he tried to get in through the JAI machine, but wasn't quite making it. I heard him over on Charlottesville.
Thanks to all the folks from the BTN who made the conference here tonight. Quite a few on the list, I see. W3YVQ, kudos.
Now we'd like to follow Chris.
Chris did an absolutely banner job from what I heard, and I thanked him privately for all that he did. And I think he was quite happy with the turnout. And thank you all, too, for helping him out. KB3MXM.
He was here tonight probably because he couldn't ride a bike in this mess.
Marty, we were glad to help out here with FARG stuff tonight. We didn't know if it would stay up long enough to run the net or not, but it hung in there. So anytime you need it, you know you're welcome to use it. But I do apologize for losing your list, but as the man said, it's part of PC operation, W3ICF. Take care, Marty.
Apparently, Verizon up here is down for a little while because even when I got through to the ESS, I could not get to the internet switch, and I could not get to AOL for mail. Seems to be back now.
Well, let me give you a little hint. I've been having a problem here for quite some time with a noisy cable pair. Every time it rains, it goes out. I call them in 5 days to 20 days. They'll come out and check on it. I keep telling them it's a wet cable, you know. And they wait for it to dry out, and then they say no trouble found. Well, yeah, if they come when it was raining, they'd probably find it, but that ain't the way they work. But I did find out there's a little box out there that I wasn't familiar with, even being an old telephone man. But it's called an AT&T wireless home phone. And what it is, its box looks like a little, like one of our little computer boxes, but it transmits out on cell frequency. And the price is right for it, leastways for me being an ex-telephone guy. And you can replace, take and use your phone in the house. They say don't connect it to the outside phone or the wired house system, but back page says you can do it. You just have to be sure that there is no wire cables coming to it. In other words, go to your DMARC box and unplug your cable. Now your house can be used. I'm going to go ahead and get a multi cordless phone set and hook that to this little AT&T wireless home thing. And I'll be using the cell phone line instead of having a wet cable with Verizon. I also save myself about $70 a month. So just thought I'd pass that on for whatever it's worth. I wasn't aware of it, but I'm going to utilize that. Everybody says, don't get rid of your copper cable. Well, you might as well, because nobody maintains it anymore. W3ICF, 44 years of AT&T. Take care, guys.
3JQQ.
You're right on target. And I have 9 drops. And of all the cables in the neighborhood, there are none left that are sound all the way to the TSS. They have me jumping pairs on almost every pedestal, and the rest are so bad they actually will not yield a dial tone when it gets wet. And when I'm on, it gets bad and won't pass TSL when it gets wet, et cetera, et cetera. And the fellow knows about it. He said, I just don't have any more pairs to give you. So the fire salesman was here the other day. But I do have Wi-Fi service in range, so I'm thinking exactly the same thing you are. 93YVQ73, sir.
Well, they call it the AT&T wireless home phone, and it's sort of a cross between a cell phone and a home phone system. And they keep saying don't hook it to your house wiring, but they do. On the very back page, sort of sneaked in there, if you are skilled, be sure and disconnect all LAN connections, you know. And the best place to do that is your DMARC point, where you can just lift the cable pair and stuff right off. And then you can use your house wirings and most of your other phones. Some phones may not function as well as some of the new cordless. They recommend get the new phone and a cordless. They think you'll have less trouble with it. But I do know that AT&T's got a seven cordless system there that you plug it into the into the baseband piece right into this box, and then you just use your cordless phones around the house there. But of course, I've cussed cordless phones for years now. Now I'm going to have to use them, but it'll beat all that hum. And mine was the same way. It'd get so bad that you couldn't even pull dial tone. And then the one in the kitchen got so bad that it would sit in there and just ring, because it was one of the later phones. And the noise was just causing the ringer to go off in it. But hopefully, as of Monday, I'll be over on the wireless home connection and off the copper. Just thought I'd pass it on. I'm glad you're already checking on it yourself. W3ICF, I'll be clear.
Does the box provide at least 12 volts for your off-hook solid-state phones?
The box comes with a lithium battery built into it, and a charger cord comes with the thing. You plug the cord into the AC, and if it fails, I think they claim that lithium will hold the thing up for about, I believe they said 6 hours. I could be wrong on that timing. But if you got backup on your AC, it won't be a problem. In other words, what I would do, I would probably plug it into one of my cyber power boxes that has some big batteries in it, and it takes over when the power fails, and then this thing would have its battery still running until that goes down. But I also have a portable generator, so I can keep the AC. But it comes with a wall wart that plugs into the back of it. Has two cable slots for going to phones. They call them line one, you know, line one, line two. But my phones are all real old anyhow, and I was looking to go up to Costco's and get an AT&T phone that'll handle about 6 cordless, and that'll give me 3 for upstairs and at least 2 for the basement, and that'll take care of everything. But yeah, it does have a lithium battery in it, so they don't say to watch out for fires, but we know to do that already. Back to you, Al, W3ICF.
Well, you mentioned that KB3WQI was charging his cell phone at home last month or so, maybe 6 weeks ago, and he was asleep, and he heard a crackling noise, and he got up, and the thing was on fire. If he hadn't heard it, the house probably would have burned. And he might not have made it out of there unless the smoke alarm picked it up and woke him up. So he's going to set his in a pressure cooker or a deep cooking pan the next time he uses it and charges it. Anyhow, the reason I asked about the 12 volts is most of my phones are solid state, so they have a pass transistor in there that supplies the regulated voltage for the mic amp and the DTMF generation and so forth. And as long as that box supplies voltage to run it, fine. If not, I'll put a 12 volts on the bus and couple it with a capacitor, and we'll whip her that way.
Yeah, well, I have several sources. I bought about three of those cyber power things to, I got so many computers down here in the basement. I do have my generator over there, which is not an automatic start, but it's 9kW, and it's got electric start on it that I can start, but it's got to be done manually and in load sharing. So I get out, I start it, and then I come inside and I switch the loads. And the first loads that get switched, the ham shack and the computer area, and then we go from there. Got to get the important stuff first. But it does that, and these little UPSs that I've got here, they take care of the new modern computers. Don't drag the load that the old ones did, and I just don't put any printers on it or anything like that. They'll be running off of the commercial backup when I start the generator. So I do pretty good with it, but if you'll pardon the station, the statement here, it's a hillbilly engineered thing. So, but leastways we usually have power. I keep the pump running and I keep the water system going that way, and refrigerator and freezer. The stuff that's real important. Don't worry about air conditioners. Don't worry about cook stoves. Don't worry about washers and dryers. I'd have to have a bigger unit. Back to you, Al. W3ICF.
Jerry, you're in good shape. And they were talking about EMP here a while back. And I said, well, if you have a natural gas-powered emergency generator on the building, how long is it going to take before the gas main pressure goes down so far that you can't run that anymore? And the guy couldn't answer the question. Hi.
Well, Al has a 20kW over there, and I think he's got about a 500, or maybe it's more than that, maybe it's 5,000-gallon LP gas tank. So he has a pretty long one. You can provide it. Now, this generator that I've had previously, and it was a Champion, it would do either LP gas. You had a switch. You'd do LP gas or gasoline. And the doggone coil and stuff went out, and you cannot get any local maintenance for that generator, warranty maintenance, here in Frederick County. I went everywhere to the people they said would do their maintenance. Nobody would work on them. It's a Champion. It's made in China, and I'd recommend that you look somewhere else, because the only thing that saved me was that I bought it at Costco's, and they said, if you can't get warranty work, we'll take it back. So I got another unit from them, and it wasn't a Champion. I went to their other brand, which I think is more well-known, and I know you can get it worked on around here. But something you have to think about. So I could not find according to the small engine people here, they won't sell them parts. They can't work on it because the factory won't sell them parts. And and then the people that they say are going to provide the service won't even call you back. So be careful with Champion generators. Ask a lot of questions. W3ICF.
JQQ.
Apparently there's some local Honda people that will fix those 1 and 2kW portables. And that fellow up in New Jersey that advertises in QST apparently will service those. And several of the fellows on the Nets have them and are very pleased with them, but they're only 2kW, so they don't run anything big. Anyhow, thanks for the tips, and I'm going to be talking to Verizon myself and find out if I can get a Wi-Fi backup connection and maintain the same phone number through Verizon at an appropriate rate with my existing service, as opposed to taking out a Wi-Fi account new and see if they have anything to offer in that regard. And maybe just get a little cell phone with a hotspot built into it so you can Wi-Fi the computer directly over the cell service. 73, so good talking with you. Thanks for all the info. W3YVQ.
Yeah, W3YVQ, W3ICF. Okay, Al. Hey, that's what we're all about, trying to share information and sad stories. And incidentally, I don't know if you know these two guys. They've been around here for a long, long time. But KD3J, Bud Jarrett, who used to blind ham and lived up on the hill and did all the talk-ins for the FARC stuff, his wife, Ruth Ann, passed away. And then another old guy from this area, Art Dunn, and W7TOA, used to be W8TOA, lived over there at Falling Waters, and he moved to Arizona. His wife, Betty, passed away, so we lost both of those YLs in the same week. And I just thought I'd pass that on in case you knew either Bud or Art Dunn. He was a builder that worked all around here from West Virginia, border on over into Frederick and everywhere else, a custom builder. And his wife, Betty, passed away. Take care, Al. W3ICF, I'll be clear.
I'm sorry to hear the news. I've talked to Bud before, but not to Art. Thank you. And K3EE is pretty much constrained to spending most of his time down in Silver Spring now, and it's not out at the mountain resort in Dart County. And last time he was on the radio, he confessed he was having a real hard time remembering things for more than a very short period of time, so he's been sliding downhill a bit here of late, which we're sorry to see. 73 again, W3YVQ.
Okay, and that just brought me up with another one. I called Marvin, W3YAE, Marvin Phillips. He was the guy that took care of the repeater up here and looked out after Bud and looked out after Chuck Height when he was the trustee. Marvin's in pretty bad shape down there in Bristol. He's had a stroke that's left his left hand useless, and he's also got some other medical problems. He's 92 now, and him, Marvin's having a pretty tough time. 73, take care, Al. W3ICF. I'll be clear and drop all these connections.
Very well. Have a nice evening, sir.